Couldn't agree with the Leave and Cert thing anymore, because we get a load of students coming in here and most of them are in transition year, and I should say 85% of them, when I'm talking to them, they're always worried about that huge looming test at the very end of 6 year, the Leave and Cert. I actually encouraged them to do 50 year twice.
Oh, Luke.
Because that's what I did. I got expelled, so I had to do it again.
And you
it
was got expelled? What did you do?
Got expelled twice.
What?
I can't talk about it on the radio. But but it meant that I got another chance at fifth year, so I kind of knew what the crack was, and then I was all right for me Leaving Cert.
All right, okay.
As opposed to like being thrown on you. I think it's gas because you do your junior cert after everyone telling you this is the biggest thing you're ever going to do. And then as soon as you do it, they go, okay, forget about that now. It's about Leaving Cert. And so you study, study, you do your Leaving Cert. And they go, okay, now forget about that. Get your college degree. And then you get your college degree. And they go, actually, it's more about life experience. Can't win. 98 FMs. Big breakfast going on outside. Pink. Whoa, Walk Me Home on 98 FM. It's coming up to a 6:15. All right, let's talk about it. I'm getting asked here on text and WhatsApp, how did I get expelled? I'm not sure I've ever said this. Have I ever said this on the radio? I'm not sure. It was twice, right? It's happened twice. So I'll talk about the one that's stupid, because the other one is a bit kind of serious. So the second time I was expelled was in Kerry. In fifth year, in a place called Tarbert Comprehensive School. Lovely school. My mother had decided to move down to Kerry. That's why I was there. I don't know why. But I got expelled and I had to move up to Maynooth, and that's where I kind of finished off my education. But in Kerry, they do these stupid, and they probably do it everywhere, but it was mainly, I noticed in Kerry, stupid day outs where you go somewhere really boring and you're made do a load of stupid stuff, and then you might, if they have time, might get to go shopping, which was to like the local shopping centre. And back when you're in fifth year, you know, that's everything. So I was obviously a little shit in school, you can tell. And they brought us to Killarney National Park, which is a lovely place. I'd been there before, so I was bored immediately. I didn't really care about measuring the amount of wildlife in a square box, which is what they were getting us to do. Put down a little square onto the ground and you count how many different types of plants you can see in there. There you go now. Count them, write them down in your book. So that was going on for like 3 hours. I'm not even joking. At least 3 hours. So I thought in my head, look, I've been here before in this place. I'll just tell the teacher that I'm going to go to the canteen and wait and have a bit of food. And then when everybody's finished, I'll join up, which is, and we'll go back to the bus, right? So that was my plan. And this is what actually happened. I went up to the teacher and I said, Miss, I've been here before. I'm really, really bored. So I'm just going to go back that way to the canteen and have some food and I'll join you back on the bus. And she said, you are not Mr. O'Faylon. Everybody turned around. It was a big scene. And I was suddenly like, whoa, whoa, chill. I've been here before. And I started to walk away. And she said, Mr. O'Faylon, if you walk away from this place, you are expelled. And I said, why would... I'm not expelled. I'm going to another part of the place. I'll be fine. You're not insured. So apparently there was something about insurance. You always have to have a teacher with you. I didn't really care. So I walked away, okay? Went, had a bit of food, walked back to the bus and was reading a book when everyone came back. She told me I was gone. The teacher said, you're gone. You're expelled. That's it. And I was super annoyed because they had also told us that we weren't going shopping. There was no shopping centre call on the way back. We didn't have time. And what did we do? We stopped at a shopping centre and I went to get off the bus and she stopped me with a big hand up and said, no, Mr. O'Faylon, you're no longer part of the school. You can't leave the bus. She ordered the bus driver to keep me on the bus no matter what. Don't let him off the bus now, right? He's not a part of the school anymore. Don't let him off. So they walked into the shopping centre. 5 minutes later, I went up to the bus driver and said, I'm just going to the toilet. Is that right? And he was reading the paper. He went, yeah, go on. And she caught me in the shopping centre. She said, oh, you're definitely gone. And I was expelled the next day.
Everybody get up.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it? Now, to be fair, there was a whole other string of things I'd done before that, a couple of weeks before, and it apparently had built up to that point. It was a nice experience. Here's Robin Thicke. It's after 6:15 now. Good morning. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say,
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. It's at 7:07. So, Brexit, yeah? We don't really touch on this. It's not really the Big Breakfast thing because it's awfully complicated and we might get it wrong. We might sound like dopes. So we just sort of leave it to the other people to talk about. However, this kind of caught our eye because it doesn't make any sense. I don't know why he would do it, but I still like that he did it. So this is a BBC reporter. See, he's explaining what the Brexit deal is, but he's doing it in ASMR. If you don't know what ASMR is, you're a normal person. If you do know what ASMR is, you're a weirdo, because it is the weirdest thing. Okay, I'll do it for you. Okay, this is ASMR. It's essentially tickling your eardrum with some whispers of, like, my mouth twacking against itself and stuff. It's a weird thing, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense. It's odd. So you get people who make vast amounts of money by making YouTube ASMR videos where they, like, crinkle up newspaper or stand in snow or have burning firewood and stuff. So here's a BBC reporter explaining Brexit doing that.
Hello, it's Adam Fleming in Brussels. Put your headphones on because we're going to ASMR. The Brexit deal. First of all, it's in this lovely yellow folder. Made of cardboard. Can you hear that? Let's open it up and have a look. We've got this little clicker here, which then slide over the arches. Adam Fleming, you're a big weirdo.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
It's just bizarre, isn't it? That is really popular as well. Let's see if I can do it with the song. Okay.
Lady Gaga now. This is Bad Romance on the Big Breakfast. Oh!
Ra ra ah ah, Roma Roma ma Gaga, ooh la la.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. 5 questions. 500 euro.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Oh, what a fantastic time to be alive, where you can win cash on the radio. It's never been done before, will never probably be done again. It is Greedy Guts. Good morning, Zoe.
Hello.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm grand. You seem like a ball of energy.
Yeah.
Are you there alone or have you got people with you?
No, I have my mum with me.
Okay, what's the mammy's name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine and Zoe. Cool. Are you in the car? What are you up to?
Yeah, we're in the car.
Do you work together?
No, she's just dropping me to college.
Oh, I love the way that's a preposterous thing to say. No.
I know.
She's just dropping me to college, Luke. You're a lunatic. That's cool. What are you studying in college?
Business.
Oh. Jeez.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there, will we?
Yeah, better off.
Still, fair play to you. Stay in college as long as you can. All right, so you're on Instagram Live. I don't want to alarm you. And you're also on the radio, but it's cool because your mum is there and I'll mind you as well.
That's grand.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
5 questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
25 euro.
Now, the questions were very hard yesterday, so I've been told they are a little easier today, but your luck. Let's see what you can do. So for 25 euro, which of these is a high street clothing store? Coconut, kiwi, or mango? If you need a clue,
yeah,
it's not coconut.
I'm gonna guess kiwi.
Oh no, I'm so sorry, it's not kiwi.
It's grand.
Zoe, I'm so sorry. Oh no, but look, as is tradition, because your mom is there, technically there's a kid with you, you being the kid, you win IMC movie passes.
Thank you.
And you get to see this back on Instagram Live and all your friends can see it.
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, Zoe, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. She's like legging it away from the phone. She's like, hey, yeah, whatever, look, bye, I'm out. Wow, yeah, it was actually mango. And yeah, I didn't know that. Susie, did you know that? Did you?
Yeah, I thought that was an easy one.
Did you think that was an easy one?
Yeah, that was me giving you an easy first question.
After you promising me that you would go easy on them. Alright, I was asking for your songs that you thought of when you were a teenager. Songs that you really identified with. And I thought, why not give you the opportunity to actually play the song? And not just a snippet of it. Me actually play for you. So there was loads in, but this has one.
Good morning, guys. If you could play some Tupac California Love, that would make my morning. Thanks, Mel.
Do you know what? Screw it. California Love.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM. Hey. Nelly Furtado, say it right. Something my teacher used to always say. Say it right. No, you're not saying it properly. It's the Big Breakfast. 20 to 9. So Alison Spittle, she's got this show in Vicar Street on the 30th of March this week. This weekend even. And it's called Makes a Show of Herself. So we've tickets to it if you tell me how you once made a show of yourself. Pretty simple. It's just an excuse for me to listen to all your really embarrassing stories. And there are so many. So many. Thank you for sending them in. They range from thinking you're going to a dentist with your missus when you're actually going to an STD clinic. To this is quite a good one. Who's this from? Do we have a name on this person? Dara, go ahead.
Hi, Luke. Yeah, so I made a show myself when a lady came up to me when I was in work. And to me, I thought she looked pregnant. So I says, oh, how's everything? When is the baby due? And she says, oh, no, I had the baby 2 months ago. Yeah, so it didn't go down too well. And I just wanted the ground to open and suck me in. So that was my moment of embarrassing myself.
That's actually not bad. At least she was pregnant instead of not pregnant. And you say, when's the baby due? Which is just the worst. Okay, give me another one here. All right, what have we got? We got a few. I think we already have a winner, but I need to hang on a second and just make sure there's no. Nope. This one. Okay, great. This is a good one.
So, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was at a family party.
Yeah.
And all the family were kind of making fun of me and slagging me, and I was like, oh, very funny, I'm going. And I went to walk out and I walked into a glass door.
Ow. What happened then?
And then about maybe a year later, they had brought up that I walked into a glass door, and I was like, oh, very funny. And no. I went to walk out again and walked into the exact same door.
No. And they just never let you forget about it. However, our winner has to be Rebecca.
So I think I was around 10, and I hated doing tap dancing, but it was part of what I had to do. So I was tap dancing to Mary Poppins' Step in Time, and my trousers fell down on stage in front of everyone. It wasn't a small stage either. It was in St. Pat's College, so it was a big enough audience. And yeah, trousers fell down, but
what happened?
Being the 10-year-old professional that I am, well, that I was, I continued to tap dance with my trousers around my ankles. Because, you know, the show must go on, lad. The show must go on.
How do you even tap dance when your ankles... It doesn't matter. Congratulations. Yes. Rebecca, you won a pair of tickets to go see Alison Spittle.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Axwell and Sebastian Ingrosso. What a name. More than you know on 98FM. It's 8 minutes after nine. 98FM. So we decided because the secret sound is worth over $9,000, we would do it twice in a day. Two opportunities for you to win €9,100. That is the secret sound. So what I'm going to do, right, I haven't even listened to these, but my producer has put them neatly in a row for me, which is very nice of you. Thank you, Suze. And we're just going to go through them. So I'll get the nod from the person outside who actually knows what it is, if they are right. If not, we get this button. Oh, okay, so here we go. Best of luck, everybody.
I think the secret sound is stacking a lot of school books up on a table.
It is. Oh.
Hi, Luke. Hiya. I think the secret sound is the latch on a briefcase.
Oh, it's been guessed before. Damn.
Is the secret sound a hole puncher?
Also been guessed before. Damn it.
Is it someone putting a lid back on an aftershave bottle?
I actually don't know. Has that been guessed before? Oh, damn, sorry.
Hi, my name's Noreen. Hi. And my guess is when you're on a train, an Irish Rail train, yeah, and you're in the bathroom,
okay,
and it tells you to please ensure the door is locked.
I gotcha.
And you press that lockdown. I think that's the secret sound.
Nah. Sorry. Maybe two, three more. Come on, someone.
Hi, it's Devon.
Hi.
My guess for the secret sound is opening of an airplane door.
Oh, another door.
It's not, no.
Hello. So I think it is wheeling a wheelie bin down off a curb, perhaps, maybe, or up onto a curb, but I think it's down off a curb.
Okay, up and down both. Incorrect. God damn it, sorry. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. All right, we're going to do it early. Why not? Let's go.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
So whenever we go a little bit early, whenever it's not 9:15 and we push the button, it doesn't necessarily work out for the best. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, it has its ups and downs.
Finicky.
I'll say that. Yeah, it is a bit finicky.
I've noticed again that the two girls have come in to try and outdo me, which is fine. I'm happy with that. Lower them eyebrows, Georgie.
Georgie's had a good run this week.
It's won all this week, so we'll see how we get on today.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Okay, so we don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to push the button this time.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm going to live dangerously. It's over here. Hang on. There you go. What's that?
Oh, this one's good. It is musical memory.
Oh, Georgie hasn't played this one.
So have you ever played the card game when you were younger where you get each card in the deck and you turn it over and you get two cards at a time and you have to find a match? This is the musical equivalent. The Mystery Machine has 16 doors here. And behind each door is a clip. You have to take it turn by turn to find a musical match. You can only open two doors at a time, but you must remember what's there. It will help you along the way.
Oh,
it's tough.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I gotta say, the last two times we played this, I got it in one.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
It was a
weird
fluke.
It was a complete fluke.
There was no skill involved there on his part.
Come on.
But see if you can use your skill today. We'll say ladies first.
Yeah, definitely.
Shall we? Georgie.
Two doors, please, Georgie.
Okay, so between 1 and 16?
1 and 16, yeah.
I'm going to go for 10.
Okay, this is 10.
And 14.
Oh my days. 10 and 14. Oh, it's Kygo. Okay, all right, here we go. No pressure. I'm going to go with 5,
mm-hmm,
and which is this one. And 14. No!
What is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Georgie, just open that door.
Sorry.
Too cocky.
Okay, so are you memorizing this now? What?
Oh,
doors?
No, not at all. Sorry. Right, Georgie, what one do you want?
Go for number 3.
Yeah, what's weird? I was hovering over there. Years and years.
Okay. Number 9.
Oh, where's the blow? There's lots of them here. Okay.
All these songs sound the exact same to me.
But they're all different. Okay. I'm going to go with 2.
Okay.
Which is that one. Okay, so that was not 14, because I said 14 before. No. 3?
No!
Oh, no! Oh, crap, George, you can win this.
Okay,
so
2 and 10.
Okay, so 2 was... And 10 is... No!
Okay, we need to take a moment.
Okay.
It's gone berserk here. Yeah, you start using any of your memory or any of your skill.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's two and something else. So let's go with two and five. So this is five. Shut up, I got it. All right, so it's two. There's only one more left. Please, 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 please.
Yes! God, that could have gone on forever.
It nearly did.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, undefeated.
We'll see.
We got another day of the Mystery Machine, maybe. Maybe you might do it tomorrow if you're not doing your news.
Yeah, well, since you're not asking Darren anymore, I might as well just stick around.
Oh, brilliant. I'm sorry. Winner, winner. Okay, brilliant. What have we got on the way? Gossip is happening at 9:30. Find out what type of crisps Liam Gallagher likes. Cool. Now, though, an absolute classic. Love Inc. You're a superstar. 18 minutes after 9. Good morning. Thanks, Georgie.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Liam Gallagher. He has weighed in on the big question that I'm Dublin Talks, as far as I know, covered yesterday. If not, they'll definitely be covering it today, just after 10. Which are better, Tato or King? So he has apparently said that Tato's are the best crisps in the universe. The end, as you were. And then he's just put cheese and onion. I don't know if I agree with him. I can't fully say that Tato are better than King Crisp. I don't know why. I think maybe it's a youth thing. When you were young and you were falling asleep in the pub because your parents wouldn't leave it, I always had a packet of King Crisps and some kids had Tato. And kind of that's it. You know, they're both basically the same thing, aren't they? But not. Oh, I can't. Yeah, I think King are slightly better. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Game of Thrones.
So the ending is so close now. And Kit Harington, who would be one of the main stars.
Jon Snow is the man he plays.
He says the HBO fantasy series, which is ending on the... it's ending its run, I suppose, in May. It starts at April 15th. It's got 6 feature-length episodes. But he says... the ending is going to divide opinion. This is what he said exactly. I don't think it'll be any different with us. I think it will divide opinion. It's one of the most darkest periods I've been. One of the most darkest periods I've been through. So it's obviously really affecting them. Because Emilia Clarke also said she was walked around London crying when she knew the ending. So, God, I don't know what's going to happen at all. I do know, however, and I can say this exclusively, the Big Breakfast has been invited to the premiere of Game of Thrones in bleeding Belfast, ladies and gentlemen, with the whole cast there. So I'll do my best to find out what's happening. And then I'll watch the episode before anybody else. My missus hates me. From that to, well, hey, Lord of the Rings. You remember this guy, don't you?
Not listening. Not listening.
You're a liar. And a thief.
No.
Murderer.
Jesus. Gollum. From Lord of the Rings. He's getting his own video game. That's just so bizarre. Of all the people, not Aragorn, not Gandalf, none of those lads. No, the little Schmeagle Gollum guy is getting his own spin-off, and it's going to be set in around the time that he found that ring, you know, from the movie. So, I don't know, yeah, the Lord of the Rings movies have been brilliant. I've always liked them, so I have some faith. It's just weird. It's like... well, it's like Better Call Saul, that spin-off. I was not expecting that to come out of Breaking Bad. Like, of all the stories and all the prequels you could have gone with, you went with the lawyer guy? It's weird.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
All right, one more tune story. This is where our producer, Suzanne, also called Producer Sue, she comes in and just tells a story from somewhere, and we pick a song based on the story.
Yeah, so send in your suggestions at the end of this. This is a tale from home, actually. Usually we go to all the corners of the world, but today we're talking about Ireland's dumbest criminal. imagine they made an Irish version of America's Dumbest Criminals. That would be amazing.
They'd have too much.
This guy would get a special. He would get a full hour devoted to him. So this actually happened back in July. It was in the courts this week. A man in Ireland went to a local police station. He went to a local police station to complain about the quality of the cannabis he had just purchased.
Oh, God.
Straight in, he said, it's not of good quality. You know, I want to lodge a complaint. And immediately, there wasn't a delay. They didn't even think about it. He put it on the desk and they arrested him straight there. God. Court date. In you go.
According to the Sales of Goods and Services Act 1980, goods must be as described, and this weed is clearly not from Jamaica. Arrested.
Now, to be fair to him, he's from Malawi, so maybe he wasn't sure about what our laws are here. Maybe,
is it legal in Malawi?
Maybe he'd been told different. Maybe he thought he was in Amsterdam. Who knows?
I hope it's a prank and his mates told him to go in there and say it to the guards.
In Irish culture, we do this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so his case got adjourned for a probation report, but he, I think at the moment, so I'm giving him the crown of Ireland's dumbest criminal.
So I love the way, because so it's real. It's not just like a rumour or anything. This is actually in court at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God, amazing.
He was arrested back in July after going in during the summer.
Well, what an idiot. But also, what song are you going to pick?
It has to be a bit of Afro Man, doesn't it?
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Up.
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
High up. He's really high in the mountain.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
It's a high thing. So there you go. A guy walked into a Garda station and said, I'd like to complain about the quality of my weed. 0877 98 98 98. If you can think of a song suggestion based on that story, we're playing at the very end of the show. That's why it's got one more tune. Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life is next on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
9:51, Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life. A guy's life was ruined when he went into a Garda station and tried to complain about the drugs he had bought.
Yeah, the lesson is, if you're going to buy illegal substances, there's no one to complain to because it's not legal. No one cares.
And the guy you bought it off is probably quite shady, so you wouldn't go back and tell him about the Sales of Goods and Services Act 1980. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. Good, yeah, I like it. Fun Loving Criminals, you just heard an ad for them, and Scooby Snacks was suggested. However, none of those, because we got texted in and WhatsApped a load of suggestions from Bob Marley, so we put them all in and randomised it, and this came out. Just nice and chilled. Nice and chilled. 9:52 now, here's Bob Marley. Three Little Birds. It's the Big Breakfast.
FM's.